your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Gospel this morning, or this afternoon, it's a following of the Sermon on the Mountain. You recall that sermon of Jesus, "Blessed be the poor in spirit," 8 Beatitudes. It is the kind of a key sermon of Jesus. And throughout the gospel, Jesus will expand, will open up the Sermon on the Mountain. And it begins practically with these two images, a couple of metaphors. Metaphors that represent us, the salt and the light. Think about these two items. We are so familiar with salt and light, especially the women among us. They know the salt. It seasons the food and gives taste to anything. In ancient times, the salt was also used to preserve things, to preserve the meat. Today we have refrigeration. We don't use salt anymore for preservation of the food. But in earlier times, the salt was very useful, and the meats were put under salt, and they will stay a long time safe for eating. But the salt, the right amount of salt, is good for food. Not too little, not too much, just the right amount of salt, which is a reminder of how our life should be. When we deal with other people, we relate to one another, we are like the salt. But too little demands that we improve, and then we put a little more of our life, of our efforts. And too much, sometimes it can be imposing on other people. I think that good parents know this in the way they impart discipline and values to their children. It's always feeding something so that they may learn the good values of life. And at the same time, we can be overpowering, and the children sometimes react in an adverse way. So it's good for everybody to know that we must be like the salt, the right amount, just the right amount. And this goes for person to person, not only parents and children, but husband and wife. They are salt to one another. I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and the couple had chosen this particular gospel. And I asked them, why this gospel? He said, Father, we have to be salt to one another. Husband and wife, the right amount of the words and the gentle approach to life and to what they want to do together, it's some wisdom for the future and to build our life. Same thing with the light. The light is another item that we know. We know the light. And like the salt, the light does not exist for itself. The light exists for others. It enlightens our minds and enlightens our surroundings. Light helps us to walk safely. We do not stumble, fall. We know our way because of the light. In ancient times, again, the light was precious more than we appreciate light today. You take a city like New York. New York never sleeps. There's light all day long and all night through. People keep working and driving. But the idea of the light, it's a precious thing. We can read, we know our way, and we know our surroundings, we recognize people, all because of the light that is there. So Christ, in giving us a program of life, uses these two images, two metaphors. Be the salt of the earth and be the light of the world. Two principles derive from this, I would say. First of all, we Christians, as we approach our life and walk our journey, we should never think that we are the salt and the light, we are the saved, and out there is a world which is evil. That's an exaggeration. The world is good. The universe was created by God and is good. And even the mass of people that do not share our creed, they are good people, but they need to be to become better, to approach the whole truth in a better way. And that's where we come and we offer our values in a kind of gentle way, never imposing, but by conviction, especially by example. The example becomes the light, and the gentle approach becomes the salt, the little salt that we always have to use in our exchange of values. So In a way, we are to change the worldly ways out there with our own values, the values derived not by ourselves, but the values that derive from the commandments of God, the values of the gospel, the best traditions of the church. We try to reflect and proclaim those things, and that will be the light and the salt for the world. Another principle to always remember is that we are different from the world. We are different, but that does not be a source of pride for us, or because I'm different, therefore I do not approach the world. We are different because we have the values based on the truths of the gospel. The gospel, the word of Jesus that is proclaimed to us Sunday after Sunday. The values that we have acquired through the years, maybe from our parents, maybe from our teachers, maybe from the community, but we have values that sometimes are not reflected in the world. We are different from the world. And sometimes because we have these values, the world is not kind to us. In the history of the church, you read the life of the saints, almost every one of them had a cross to carry. They reflected the gospel values, but those gospel values sometimes are not shared by the world. And that is okay. It's meant to be like that. Christ himself had values that he was proclaiming, and yet he had objections, and he had suspicions, he had accusations. In the history of the church, it's the history of Christ that continues to be opposed and sometimes persecuted. And some Christians die as martyrs for the values of the gospel. So in a way we are different, but that does not stop us to go to the world and be the salt of the world and be the light of the world. And may this celebration this morning, the hearing of the word of God that reaffirms the truth of Jesus and the Eucharist that we celebrate, energize us for this mission. We continue the mission of Christ, the mission of the church, to impart the values of God in the world for ourselves first.